And so part of your role at the BPO is also community engagement.
Yes.
You talk a little bit about what kind of responsibilities that entails.
Community engagement is sort of a broad umbrella term. And so it's up to us more so to define it as not necessarily as we see fit, but as the opportunities present themselves. And so a majority of what I do turns into education concerts that I perform with the Buffalo Philharmonic. We have a longstanding contract with the Buffalo Public Schools where grades one through eight, all of the students in the Buffalo Public Schools come to a BPO concert every year. And so they get to see the orchestra in that way. But in addition to inviting students to come to Klein Hands, we also go out to certain communities in the Western New York area. BPO has a teaching artist program where members of the orchestra, as well as myself, will go out to specific schools and work with students. I have a presence more so in the African-American and Latino-American communities as a person of color in classical music, as both an advocate for the BPO, but also as an advocate for music as a whole. And so getting to work with these different organizations is so rewarding, and to be able to like broaden the spectrum as much as possible.
I remember you've mentioned before that it's important for African-American representation in music, and you kind of find yourself as like a component of that.
Mm-hmm.
What about this new position kind of allows you to do that?
The biggest thing that I always tell people when they ask me about what is the best, biggest thing that you can do to advocate for persons of color in classical music, and I tell them that the first thing is visibility. I was having a conversation with a musician the other day about how he prefers to play timpani on the floor, for example, because some orchestras need risers because the stage is level and you want to be able to see the conductor, etc. But he said that, "I prefer to play on the floor because of the sound, but I play on risers because many audience members hear with their eyes." And that is something important to note, because younger children, especially the ones that may be introduced to this music for the first time or maybe the only time, they will take away what they see more than what they hear. And so me being on the podium and the presence of me in this position and being able to go out in this capacity gives so much more visibility than where there previously was none or very little.
Was this like an issue that you noticed, the lack of representation growing up, like when you were a kid growing up, or is this just something you came to think about more in like later in your schooling?
The issue of representation with specifically persons that are from underrepresented ethnicities tends to be a thing that you notice very quickly. It's not necessarily something that you aren't around as you grow up, and then suddenly when you're on the national or professional stage, you suddenly become aware of it. That's not something that happens. When you begin, you immediately notice. Maybe you're in a situation where you're in a school where everyone around you is also taking violin lessons and you all look alike. And so your brain may think, I don't have any reason to think anything, any othering is going on because everyone around me looks like me. But as you progress, it becomes more and more apparent, because at that age specifically, everyone looks for heroes. Everyone looks for idols. Everyone looks for someone to look up to not necessarily pattern their life after, but to aspire to a level that is higher than where they currently are. And when you begin searching for that and you can't find it when it looks like you, it becomes very discouraging very fast.
Was there anyone particular that served as that hero figure for you?
As an African American, it was very difficult for me to find one. Many of the heroes that I found, I treated them as heroes because they were African Americans succeeding in classical music, not necessarily because they were doing what I wished to be doing. Leontine Price immediately comes to mind, Jesse Norman, Thomas Wilkins, James DePriest, Maestro Paul Freeman. These people, these men and women, are people that I looked up to as people that were on the professional level succeeding, maybe not succeeding at the rate in which they deserve or the rate in which they should have been, but they were succeeding. And so I use that as a template.
Now that you're in that position to be a role model, I think, what are some of the steps, what are some of the steps that you're taking to try and be that role model for people?
One of the things that I've already talked about visibility somewhat, mm-hmm. but one of the things that I just think is so important is to break the veil. Many people of various generations believe classical music to be this elitist thing that is behind a glass. And, you know, almost as if you were going to the zoo and you're in the reptile house and snakes are behind a glass, something of that sort. And so, or you're in a museum and a very famous piece is behind glass. And I am interested in breaking down that glass to allow people to realize that we are just as human as they are. We are just as people as they are. And we have more in common than we don't. And one of the ways that I do that with the education concert specifically is, you know, the education concerts takes a lot out of the people doing them because you have to, they're a different sort of preparation. You have to be prepared to engage with the students that are in front of you. And so what I make it a point to do after every concert is I walk off stage, I grab my cup of coffee, and then I go out to the parking lot where the students are boarding their buses to go back to their respective schools. And I greet these students so that they realize that I am just a person just like them. I'm no different than their teachers. I'm no different than their parents. I'm no different than they are. I'm just here just as they are, and to sort of break that imaginary chasm between audience and ensemble is something that I really, really like to work on.